Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey!
Hi!
Hey! Happy Wednesday!
Yeah, so it's, anybody want to figure this out here?
What day it is? What? I mean, there's so many days that, like, today is national something. Are they
no,
good?
No, that's not what I'm talking about. 16 days until Christmas.
Oh, gotcha. 16 days until Christmas. Yeah. Woo! So good at my Christmas shopping. I'm on top of it.
Are you really?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Because I was scared that shipping was going to be crazy this year and a little slow. Plus, I just didn't want to stress about it.
Well, that's good.
I've never done this before, but.
What, Christmas shop?
I'm done Christmas shopping.
You've never finished Christmas shopping early, is it?
Oh,
typically, I'm out like Christmas Eve getting things done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to get on it. However, I feel like I have a pretty good grip of what I want. I mean, fortunately, I don't have to buy many Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
But I do need to worry about my mom. The problem is with my mom, Charity has everything. It's impossible. She's the worst person in the world to buy for because she doesn't need anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I took on the Brad Booker advice of giving the gift of an experience.
Oh, it's the best.
Which... it's impossible now, you know? I mean, that's what I would do. Like, my mom, for Christmas, I gave her last year, I gave her concert tickets to some group, Il Divo, that she loved so much.
Yeah, yeah, she loved it, right? Front row.
Oh, my God. She was just blown away. My wife, hey, let's go for this three-day vacation. Let's go to Miami. Like,
yes.
You can't do that right now. So, bro, I'm going to have to get on it. I need to be creative.
Well, you could get experiences for, you know, 2021.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, guys, I got it. Okay.
Do the old coupon thing an envelope.
You know what? I'll do that. That's for dang
it
sure.
It sucks.
Yeah.
In the moment, but you know, when you're able to capitalize on it, it's pretty awesome.
I think people will understand right now, huh?
How about like Booker? I don't know, like call it, but what about something for your mom where it's like a photo of your family, but like framed really nicely, but like really nicely framed.
Oh,
I mean,
maybe, yeah, I guess. Anyway, have you done your Christmas card yet?
Yes,
mine were supposed to be here 2 days ago. And the U.S. Postal Service said they're still on the way, but they were supposed to be here 2 days ago.
Mm. What about you, Alex?
We're not doing them.
You're not doing Christmas cards?
No, because we were going to get our pictures done last Saturday, and our photographer came down with COVID, and we're like, we both, my wife and I, looked at each other.
It's a sign.
2020. We're going to just forget it.
Well, we're on it this year, and our Christmas cards are in. I just have to update addresses because so many people like you, Sarah Osborne, have moved.
Yeah.
So... it's weird though.
Sorry.
Why do I have your old address even though you've been in Round Rock? You were in Round Rock last Christmas, right?
Yeah. I think you just handed us.
Oh, maybe
cards
I did.
Last
Can't
year.
Do that this year.
Y'all save money on stamps every year.
Yeah.
Dude,
wow.
There's no love right there by just handing someone that card.
Remind me, I have to pick up stamps today. I've failed on that for the last week. Today is National Christmas Card Day.
Ah.
So today is the day that you get to
get
it
them done.
And get your Christmas cards done. It's also National Pastry Day. So have yourself a croissant, as my mom says, a croissant, while you fill out your Christmas cards.
Wait, hold on. Is the croissant the flaky one?
Yes. Yes.
You don't want to do that while you're filling out the Christmas cards. They're going to be sprinkles everywhere, flakes everywhere, bro.
You'll be fine. By the way, there's a new Christmas tree hack that I can't wait to tell you about. That's next.
I like talking about holiday traditions. I'm sure y'all are really excited about this. I could just tell.
I'm not even sure that we're going to have a Christmas tree this year. Everything's just been so weird.
It's
and
2020, dude.
We've had a million people.
No,
and
I don't care. You have to do it.
I just don't.
Important.
I don't know how we're going to. I'm like, what's the point of getting a Christmas tree like a week before Christmas?
Because you can get it this weekend. And you said 2 weeks.
I know. It's
important.
It feels like a lot. And my whole dilemma now is we have a different home. We built a new home, and where the Christmas tree would go is in a completely different space than where it went before. We had a little tree that sat on top of a table, and it was perfect for us. But now we have like 21 feet ceilings.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that baby Christmas tree would look stupid.
Oh.
So now we're in a situation where we have to get a big tree.
Yeah.
And the last thing I want to do is get a big giant tree every year, because we always got a real tree. That was our holiday tradition. The day after Thanksgiving, we, as a family, would go out to the, what's that place called that we would go to, Sarah?
Papa Noel's,
and
Papa
we would pick
Noel.
Out a tree. And
I'm sorry, you said Sarah, and I answered.
That's okay.
I go by Sarah sometimes.
On the weekends, baby.
Yeah.
So we would do that, and it would be really fun. But this year, I'm like, I don't want to do it. And I certainly don't want to get a big, giant, real tree. So my idea was, by the way, two things about Christmas trees. Number one, did you know that we've been hanging our lights all wrong?
No.
I have a pre-strung tree, so I don't hang the lights on the trees. They've already come.
Pre-lit?
Bro, mine is the easiest tree. I literally pull it out of a box, and I put it on a stand and plug it in and fluff it.
This is a game changer, okay? This is so crazy that we didn't know this until now. So there was a TikTok video that was going viral. Okay, how do you string your lights on your tree? Let me just ask you that first, Sarah.
Okay, traditionally, we would start on the top and then go around, 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 around until we get to the bottom.
Yep. You're doing it wrong. That's not how you do it. I mean, at least according to this woman, who really sounds like she knows what she's doing. Instead of wrapping them the whole way around the tree, like you just mentioned, you just do the front.
No.
But hear me out here. Not only do you just do the front, but you hang them vertically. You start at the bottom, go straight to the top, then back down to the bottom, and keep going until the entire front is filled. You can also zigzag them horizontally across the front, but people on social media claim that the vertical lets the lights sit closer to the tips of the branches for what they call maximum sparkle. Listen to what this woman says here.
If you're coiling your Christmas tree lights, you're doing it wrong. Decorating Christmas trees used to be part of my job. We used the zigzag method. It means you don't waste lights around the back of your tree. And if a set breaks, you can take them off really easily.
So what about the back of the tree?
Yeah.
Who cares about the back of the tree? Nobody sees the back of the
tree. Yeah, they do. We put ornaments on the... I mean, like in my parents' house growing up, the tree backed up to windows. So if you were out on the patio, you could see. And our tree now, I mean, still like 3/4 of it is showing.
Mm-hmm. All right, well then do 3/4 of it. It's fine. You know, most people put a tree in a corner, right? I mean, they don't put baby in the corner, but the tree goes in the corner, and who cares about the back? But here's another argument that you do that way, the Drake method.
Yeah.
Start from the bottom, now we're here.
Right.
So you start at the bottom, you go to the top, and then back down again like that. And they say that that's the way they do the lights on the tree in Rockefeller Center.
Oh!
Okay, I mean, I'll try the up and down method, not the side to side, but...
But you'll do the back of it too as well.
I'm gonna take care of that back.
Yeah.
The other benefit is they're a lot easier to take off and replace if one strand of light stops working, like she said. And they're easier to take down at the end of the year. Now, one other thing I want to mention real quick is I saw this hack this year that is genius. Somebody I know takes their tree, once they deck it out, at the end of the year, they wrap it all up like in, not saran wrap, but some sort of like film, right, where they wrap it all up real tight, and then they store it in the garage with all the decorations, all the lights on them, and then the next Christmas, they just go and cut it off.
But where's the fun? The fun is putting the decorations on.
Fun for you, not fun for me. The fun is I don't do any work and all of a sudden there's a tree there magically. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, y'all, we've been speculating about it for weeks and now it is official. Elon Musk, the second richest person in the world, has confirmed that he is moving to Texas. This is from an interview with the Wall Street Journal.
Yes, I have moved to Texas. We've got the Starship development here in South Texas, where I am right now. We're hopefully going to do a launch later today. And then we've got a big factory development just outside of Austin for the Giga Texas
development. And you made the move really well. Why did you go there? Is that all a personal decision, or was it, it was partly a corporate environment decision really for the headquarters, isn't that?
Well, I mean, In my case, the two biggest things that I've got going on right now are the Starship development in South Texas, which was done, this was set in motion like 5 years ago. And then the US factory for Tesla, which is called Giga Texas, just by Austin. So those are the two biggest projects. So these necessarily drive the use of my time here.
You know, I learned yesterday that Elon Musk is just like me. And same goes with George Clooney, Bradley Cooper. All these mega powerful rich people have the worst internet connection when it comes to Zoom or like online calls. Yesterday, I was watching an interview with George Clooney on Entertainment Tonight, and it was the worst thing ever. And I'm like, bro, you can't get a good line. You can't get a good internet connection. It's funny, Elon Musk having that bad, poor internet connection.
They have kids in the background streaming stuff.
Seriously, no, well, you're absolutely right.
I don't know what Elon Musk's excuse was, because he was in a conference room. So
yeah, I mean, he could put a car into space, right?
Hold on, I know why. He was in Brownsville at the time. That explains it. Anyway,
bro,
he's saying
just moved here.
Where he is moving, nobody knows. He's moved to Texas. But let us break it down rudimentary style. Y'all, he has chosen Austin as a destination for his $1 billion gigafactory, which will employ about 5,000 people. He also has moved the Musk Foundation from California. Where is it located? In Austin.
Mm-hmm.
What else is located in Austin? The Capitol with lawmakers. Y'all, you don't have to be a rocket launcher to figure out that he's moving to Austin.
Yeah, and you know he loves eating here in Austin. Remember when he was here a couple months ago, he was at that Asian restaurant on East Riverside.
Yes. Why is he moving here? Well, it's all about the money. He's going to save billions of dollars in taxes because Texas does not have a state income tax, while California has one of the highest in the U.S. Here's another little fun fact. Elon Musk, not the only CEO that is moving to Austin. We all three have Dropbox. The CEO of Dropbox, ironically named Drew Houston, is also reportedly moving to Austin from the Silicon Valley.
That's awesome. And I'll take it. You know, it's so funny. I just saw a car, and I've seen these stickers all the time, but saw a car in front of me at a stoplight yesterday that said, "Don't Houston my Austin." And I'm like, and I used to think those were funny, but I think they're rude now. It's like, you got to be welcoming to anyone coming to your city, you know? It's like, you either got to get on it, that we're a big city now, or you're just going to get left behind. And I can say that I've been here since 2000, and I've seen the change, and I think it's good. And that's why my arms are open and welcoming. Hawaiian Airlines, guys. Yesterday, a huge announcement. Come April 2020, Hawaiian Airlines is offering nonstop service from here, Austin, Texas, to Hawaii. It's the first for Central Texas travelers, y'all. I mean, we would have to fly West Coast and then get on a plane and head to Hawaii. Now we don't have to. Pretty sweet. And you know we want to get the heck out and come 2020.
Are we allowed to go to Hawaii?
Well, yeah, but there is kind of a stringent little thing. Matter of fact, I just read a story that Hawaii, for people that are working remotely, is actually paying for your flight. Like, if you go out and you want to spend a few weeks in or a month or whatever the time frame is to work remotely from Hawaii, they will pay for your flight.
Dude, that's dope.
But there are a lot of COVID restrictions.
Right. Tickets are on sale actually right now, to answer your question, Sarah. You could buy right now and start booking at HawaiianAirlines.com. Again, it starts April 2021, but welcome, Hawaiian Airlines.
Hold up. Right now I'm doing the show from Round Rock, but you're telling me that they would pay for me right now, and because I think you have to quarantine there for 2 weeks, that I would have to be there for at least 2 weeks, and they would pay for me to go in Hawaii if I did the radio show from Hawaii?
Yeah, I think if you apply, I mean, look at that, Sarah's wheels are spinning.
Wait, Sarah just ran off. What happened?
Hey, where are you going, Sarah?
Hey!
Rolling Stone magazine put together a list of the best shows of 2020. And you know how, like, we say, oh, we've seen everything there is? Y'all, I've seen none of these TV shows.
All right, go ahead.
I don't even know what some of them are.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm going to like this.
Okay, scratch the number one. I have seen that and do know about that, but Better Call Saul on AMC is the best show.
Better Call Saul, by the way, is the prequel to Breaking Bad, which is my favorite show of all time.
The number two TV show they say is Lovecraft Country on HBO, which I have not gotten into. It's a Jordan Peele show.
Okay.
Brockmire on IFC. Never heard of it. I May Destroy You on HBO. Never heard of it.
Okay.
The Good Lord Bird, that's with Ethan Hawke on Showtime. Don't have Showtime.
Yes, heard of that.
Normal People on Hulu.
Nope.
What We Do in the Shadows on FX.
Nope.
We Are Who We Are on HBO.
We Are.
How to Be with John Wilson.
What? Nope.
Nope. Pen 15.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Bluey.
I watch Bluey on Disney Junior. It's a show from Australia, but it's an Australian healer, and she has a sister named Bingo, and they're with the mom and dad.
All of these amazing shows on television, and the one that Alex has seen is the animated one.
Bro, I'm a 6 and 3 year old.
Any other masterpieces?
Can I recommend Mighty Mike on Universal Kids?
Okay.
It's legit. Seriously, they just put it on.
For the list of shows and everything we just talked about, text trending to 51993. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the radio.com app. From time to time, we will learn something that we cannot wait to share. You know, whenever you find out something really exciting, you want to tell everybody. We call it TIL, or Today I Learned. I want to learn things. Today I learned. Y'all, I am extra excited about today's TIL because this is one of the most fun facts that I have learned in a really long time.
Oh.
And maybe I knew this and forgot. Maybe you guys know this, having lived in Austin much longer than I have.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to get to it in a second.
Okay.
Alex, if I had to pinpoint your all-time favorite cocktail, if you can only drink one cocktail for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Ooh, geez. I mean, a vodka soda, you can't go wrong. A margarita, you can't go wrong either. So any of the between those two, a margarita, because you can make it different types of ways. You can make frozen, on the rocks, stiff, light, refreshing. Yeah, margarita, why not?
What is the go-to margarita song?
I mean, isn't it that Jimmy Buffett song? Wasted
away again in margarita. Of course it is.
Is there another margarita go-to song?
Well, I'm sure there are lots of other, you know, da-da-da-da-da, tequila! But this is the one song that transcends all genres, all formats, all ages. It doesn't matter how old you are, you know this song. Am I right?
Yes.
And odds are you probably know every word. Right?
Yeah.
Y'all, did you know that Margaritaville, one of the most, well, Jimmy Buffett's highest charting song to date, and a song that was inducted into the 2016 Grammy Hall of Fame for its cultural and historic significance, was written in Austin, Texas?
Really?
What?
Did y'all know that?
I did not.
Isn't this cool? Okay, so let me tell you the story. I love this. It was about a drink that Jimmy Buffett discovered at a place called Lung's Cochina del Sur.
Cocina, bro. Cochina means dirty girl.
It was a strip club that he discovered. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my
Cocina,
God. I was
sorry.
Like...
Lung's Cocina del Sur.
That's an honest mistake right there. You're all good, bro. I got your back.
Okay.
That's awesome.
In case you haven't noticed, I'm very pale.
But he tries, though, and that's an A for effort, my friend.
Lung's Cocina del Sur.
Nice.
Probably never heard of that, right?
No.
No.
Where is it? I'll tell you where it is. Alex, you know exactly. Well, Sarah, you do, too. Cover 3 on Anderson Lane.
Oh, yeah.
It's in that shopping center.
Oh, yeah.
Is it still there?
No, but it was.
Wow.
So Jimmy Buffett was here in town visiting a friend, and he went to this Lung's Cocina del Sur restaurant.
Okay.
And he discovered this drink, and he's like, holy crap, this is amazing. So one night while he was at his friend's house here in Austin, he wrote most of the song, then finished it while spending time in Key West. Basically, it was about that drink and the huge surge of tourists who descended on Key West around that time. So that song, Margaritaville, a song that we all know and love, wouldn't have happened had it not been for Austin, Texas.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
A little something that we learned today. I want to learn. Today I learned. Today I learned the Margaritaville from Jimmy Buffett was inspired by a drink he had at a restaurant on Anderson Lane in Austin, and he wrote the majority of the song at a friend's house here in Austin, Texas.
His current record is 1,536 wins with just 125 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Serafina. Serafina lives in South Austin, where she also works at St. David's. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beast, Booker!
Serafina!
Good morning. Hi.
Good morning. Let's play. All right. I'm going to leave the room. Sarah is going to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. Whenever you're finished answering, I'll come back, answer the same 5. You just need to get more right than me in order to win, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Good luck.
Thanks. You too.
All right, Serafina, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door. Good luck.
Thank you.
Question number 1. Post Malone is collaborating with what shoe company again? It's one that Booker hates.
Crocs.
Breakdancing will be an Olympic sport in 2024. Where are the Olympics going to be held in 2021?
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Lifetime has a mini movie on the way starring Mario Lopez as a young and sexy Colonel Sanders. Colonel Sanders is, I guess, the brand, the image of what fast food company?
KFC.
Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton aren't sure when they're getting married because they don't want it to be a COVID wedding. Who is older, Blake or Gwen?
Oh, good question. I'm going to say Gwen Stefani.
And finally, Mood is still number 1 on the Hot 100, but Mariah Carey's Christmas song shot back up to number 2. What's it called?
That song, I listen to it all the time. It's her Christmas song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, maybe?
Okay, we'll bring it back in.
Booker!
Okay.
Hello!
Hey. Hi!
Serafina! How's she do?
She got 4.
Really?
Oh. Nice!
Wow. All right, that's very good.
Okay, you ready?
I am.
Post Malone is collaborating with what shoe company again?
Crocs.
I'm going to buy you some for Christmas.
No, please don't. You might as well just light your wallet on fire.
Like, seriously, he'll never wear them.
Breakdancing will be an Olympic sport in 2024.
Yes.
Where will the Olympics be held in 2021?
Tokyo.
Yes. Lifetime has a mini movie on the way starring Mario Lopez as a young and sexy Colonel Sanders. Colonel Sanders works for what fast food company?
You know, I'm so glad that KFC, by the way. I am so glad that this is coming out because my whole life I have been watching Colonel Sanders on TV thinking to myself, when are they going to show us the young and sexy Colonel Sanders?
Like the backstory. Yeah.
That's funny.
How did he become the man he is today?
I'm dying to know.
What struggles did he face?
By the way, that is a real thing, Kentucky Colonels. It's not just for the chicken joint.
You can really just be a colonel.
Yeah, yeah. You have to be nominated, but yes, you become a colonel.
Dude.
It's like the queen making a knighting you, you know?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton aren't sure when they're going to get married because they don't want it to be a COVID wedding. Who's older?
Oh, Gwen's quite a bit older. Blake is in his early 40s, like maybe 42. And Gwen is in her 50s, I think. Early 50s, like 51. All right, how'd I do?
Blake is 44.
Okay.
So I don't know if he's early. And Gwen is 51.
Yeah, he's early. You're in your mid-40s at 45. And then at 46, you're in your late 40s.
Okay. Mood is still number 1 on the Hot 100. Mariah Carey's Christmas song shot back up to number 2. What's it called?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
5 out of 5.
All right. Well.
Man, Serafina did great,
Serafina,
though.
Serafina, you did fantastic. Yes.
I'm Serafina from South Austin. I can't be Booker.
Oh, all right. Good job, girl. Good job.
Coming up next, it's Miss Connections. Brittany has a thing for her Amazon delivery driver. We're going to see if he's interested in going out, y'all. You don't want to miss this. And it's coming up in just a few minutes right here on Mix 94.7. All right, Alex and Sarah, let's help out Brittany right now. Brittany, good morning.
Hi. Hi, good morning.
Hey.
What's up?
So tell us about the guy you want us to help you connect with.
Oh, okay. So there's this really, really hot Amazon driver in my neighborhood. He's blasting music all the time. Last week he was listening to EDM. He needs 3 separate stops in one day to my condo. Like, I'm buying a lot of Amazon. I mean, who isn't right now?
Yesterday I ordered something on Amazon and they're like, you want it today? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I ordered another thing and and it came, I swear, it came yesterday like at 9:38 p.m.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy how late they deliver. And dude, the dude was having a concert in his van too.
Okay, so anyway, he came to your house 3 times in one day?
Yeah, it was nice. Almost like it was Christmas already.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
So tell us about him. Like, what is it about him that you're attracted to?
He's gorgeous. He's always kind of got like this smile on his face. Like, he's always thinking about, I don't know, like he's got his own secrets and like life going on, and I don't know, like, I love EDM music, like, so I know that we're going to get along musically as well, which is important to me because I'm always playing music myself, so I really want to meet this guy. I really do.
So you told us his name is Jorge, but the question is, how did you find out what his name was?
So I know because I asked for it.
You asked him.
Well, that's easy. Okay.
Look at
I
you.
Know because I asked.
Yeah, I was thinking about like leaving things outside my door for him, but I didn't know if that would be weird.
Like what kind of things?
I don't know. Like, I don't know, water or wine. I don't know.
You know everybody that leaves the water and the snacks?
Like, yeah.
Wait, is that a thing?
Oh, 100%.
It was before COVID.
Oh, it's a thing now, too.
Oh, I wouldn't drink anyone's water.
Wait, hold on. So you're telling me that people leave out snacks for the delivery driver?
Yes, you put a little thing by your door.
Wait, describe a little thing.
Okay, you put typically like you go to the container store at Target and you buy
get out of here.
Like a plastic container, and it has compartments, and you put water. And what I was going to ask is, it looks like people put a lot of junk food, like chocolatey granola bars, candy, chips, pretzels, that type of thing. And then it says, like, please take one and thank you so much for all your hard work. And I just wonder, like, if ever, like, they're like, damn, I wish they would leave, like, apples or, like, something at least kind of healthy.
Booker, must be nice to live in Round Rock. It sounds so awesome.
Boy, must be.
You leave that in my front door, people come by and steal it along with packages. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, Alex knows, of course, he does. He knows someone at the Amazon, what do you call that, Alex?
The distribution center over, like, by the airport, like, near Montopolis.
Okay, the distribution center.
Yeah, the big one, where all the vans are parked out front.
It's interesting because I take that way sometimes to go home, and there is one gas station in particular that almost every single vehicle at the pump is an Amazon truck.
Seriously?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much like the official gas station of Amazon.
Sounds funny.
No matter when I go. So we got a hold of Jorge, and he agreed to come on with us.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Jorge!
Hi.
Hey, what's good, man? Yeah. What's going on?
What's good?
My man.
So funny. My brother-in-law just left. He was in town for a couple of weeks, and he always told my six-year-old, what's good? Hey, Grayson, what's good? So now Grayson, I pick him up from school. I was like, hey, buddy. He's like, what's good, daddy?
Hey, I got you a cool six-year-old there.
That's awesome.
Jorge would like to introduce you to Brittany.
What's up?
Hi. What's up, Brittany? How you doing?
I'm good.
Not to embarrass Brittany, but she reached out to us because she has seen you drop off multiple packages at her home. She says that she loves the fact that you're blasting EDM music from your truck. And she just thinks that you're really, really, really attractive. And we wanted to see if you were single and maybe interested in going out.
Hook it up for the holidays.
I might have to bleep this out, but just so you know who we're talking about, she lives in the condo right by the...
Yeah, I don't think I'm your guy. That's not my route.
Wait, this is Jorge, right?
Yeah, this is Jorge.
Hi, Jorge.
Hey, what's up? Que pasa? What's going on?
I like this Jorge, though, if it's the wrong Jorge.
She was positive it was you.
There's a lot of Jorges out there.
You work with multiple Jorges.
Yeah, there's like four of us.
So why didn't you say anything when we were...
I mean, we tracked you down. Why'd you
wanted a Jorge,
along?
I delivered. That's what I do. You said, I want a Jorge, I show up, I deliver.
Oh,
okay. Oh my God. Bro, this is a first.
So, Brittany, what do we do?
I guess, you know what? I have a Santa Claus stocking. Tell him if when you find him, tell him I'm going to tie it to my doorknob, and he should knock on my door.
Well, I mean,
I'll tell Jorge to keep his eye.
This Jorge is going to be showing up now.
No.
So you're still intent on finding the correct Jorge?
Yes.
Oh, there's no question. Well,
yes.
Jorge number one. We appreciate you coming on. You have been fun.
Thank you. Yeah, seriously.
And, you know, I mean, like, if you happen to run into it, like, if you're just walking around at work and bump into another Jorge, just tell him about Brittany.
Yeah, I'll tell him about the stalking.
All right.
The stocking. All right, brother. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you delivering our packages for us.
Yeah.
De nada, gracias.
Well, it is official. The second richest man in the world is moving here. More on that and everything else you need to know. What's trending is coming up next right here on Mix.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!